Well, I've just arrived at the Priory Country Park in Bedford. I've gone straight to the visitor centre that, according to a sign, said it should be open during weekdays and weekends. But unfortunately, there's a great big sign that says closed on it. What's the time? Well, it's about 10:30, so it opens at 9:00, so a bit odd. There's two people in there sitting at a desk having a meeting, so I guess that's more important than visitors being able to look around, I suppose. I don't know. Anyway, let's see what I can find here, because it's a bit nippy, so I've got my hat on and my gloves and my cameras all ready to go. So, yeah, it's free parking, so it's a good start. We're going to look at these swans. Now, what's down here, then? I'm just going to go off the track from the actual water, the lake. Ooh, labyrinth. Now, I've never seen a labyrinth. Oh, wow. That's massive. Right, let's see if I can get lost down here then. Well, I suppose it's got, I suppose it's aimed at children. Just take a quick photo. There we go. Ooh, let's see if I get lost then. Right, well, here's the entrance. It's quite good because it's made of wooden planks that go around. So you can actually see in between them, so you can see where you've been or not. Let's see if I can get lost. Wow, there's what looks like a really good play park here as well. So, not very big, but it's just the right sort of size. And there's a massive bit of grass, sort of meadow here, that you can play football on or have a picnic. It's quite flat, so ideal for that sort of thing. What a great place. And I've not even been on the water properly yet. Anyway, let's see if I can continue getting lost on this labyrinth. Well, I think I've made it. I can see something in the centre. What can it be? A graffitied letter R, I think. And a stand for something to go in, like you see on the metal fence around a building site. And a tennis ball tied on a piece of string with a marker pen. I don't quite know what that's about. It says number 10 on it. And S-N-I-A-C-K-I. Oh, hang on. No, W-A-S-N-I-A-C-K-I. Odd. Oh, well. There's an exit. So you go out a different way than you came in. That's quite good. Oh, well. Well, I've just arrived at the Finger Lakes. Take a quick photo. Let's go and see what's in here. I mean, I've had a quick look at the map, so I'm guessing it's called the Finger Lakes because on a map it looks like a couple of fingers. So, some bird boxes on the tree. That's quite cool. I'm just walking down some steps. There we go. All right, let's see what I can find. Oh, I've just seen a squirrel. I've just come up to one of the two lakes here, and it's really, really still. Oh, there's a few ripples at the other end. I suppose that's the slight breeze, but I'm quite sheltered here, so it's really, really nice. Because out near the other side, actually, the main lake, it's quite breezy, quite nippy, chilly wind. But in amongst these trees, although there's no leaves on them, it is quite sheltered. So, yeah, it's great. Bit muddy. There's a few leaves on the floor still, so you definitely need some decent shoes on, or wellies preferably. See, that bird agrees with me. Ah, picnic table. So you can even have your picnic in the Finger Lakes amongst all these trees. So far I've seen one rabbit, one squirrel, two swans and four ducks. Oh, and a pigeon. So it's really nice here. It's getting close to midday, so I think I'm going to go and grab me sandwiches and have something to eat. So if you'd like to visit Woods, then visit www.visitwoods.org.uk and see if you can find a wood near you.